Hey, you're home for Country Legends, KKYX. Cousin Jerry King around online this morning. Very, very privileged to have Kim Campbell and Ashley Campbell. Kim, the wife of Glenn Campbell, and Ashley, the daughter. And welcome to KKYX Radio, ladies.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thank you.
I go way back with Glenn. I was just getting in radio 1965, and a song called Kentucky Means Paradise was out with the Green River Boys and that new artist named Glenn Campbell.
Yep, he used to do that on stage a lot. He loved that song.
Of course, later on, Too Late to Worry, Too Blue to Cry. And like I say, I was just getting started. Y'all have been such a blessing to a lot of people that have seen, of course, the documentary, and very enlightening about Alzheimer's.
Thank you.
I was in the performance when you did San Antonio here at the Majestic Theater, and I know that he knew where he was because he sang Home in San Antone twice, or maybe three times, Ashley.
That sounds like him. Yeah, I've heard him sing that a lot.
But it was an absolute great performance. Let's talk about his album, his new album called Adios. And I've had the opportunity to listen. I haven't heard the entire album, but I've heard a lot of it, from Adios and Everybody's Talking and the thing with Willie Funny, How Time Slips Away. When was this album first created, or when did you go into the studio?
When we were on the Goodbye Tour, we were spending a lot of time in Nashville, and we were hanging out with his longtime friend and his banjo player for 12 years, Carl Jackson, who actually introduced Glenn and I on a blind date in 1981. So we've been friends a long time, and we were just sitting around talking about all these songs that Glenn had always wanted to record but had never gotten the opportunity. And Carl said, well, heck, why don't I just put down some basic tracks and let's just go in the studio and have some fun. We thought, wow, that sounds like a great opportunity. So at the end of the tour, we went to Nashville, and Glenn put some vocals on these songs. Glenn was progressing with his Alzheimer's, so I got busy taking care of him, and years went by, and then just recently, we got him back out and listened to him, and we said, gosh, we've got to finish these songs. So Carl called on some of, you know, the best studio musicians in Nashville and got Ashley to play banjo on Everybody's Talking and Arkansas Farm Boy and put some background vocals. We got Vince Gill and Willie Nelson, and it just turned into this incredible album. And so it's just been finished the beginning of this year, and we're so pleased and happy about it.
And his vocals were never better. He sounded tremendous on this album.
Yeah, you know, and he did it while he had Alzheimer's disease. So music is very deeply embedded in people's memory. Generally, the last thing to go is music, and it's the most therapeutic thing. The doctor said it was absolutely the best thing Glenn could have done, would be engaged with music. It helped him maintain his function longer than he otherwise would have. He loved going in. In fact, you can see video of Glenn recording this album on Glenn Campbell Official Facebook or Glenn Campbell Official website, and you can tell just what a joy it was for him to be in his element, doing what he loved, with people he loved. It was such a great thing. We had so much fun, and he loved all this music, so I hope the fans love it too.
Yeah, I know they will love it. It is available. It is out as of, today or last week, right?
Last Friday it was released. It's been number one on Amazon for a week. It's available at Target, Walmart, and every place music is sold.
And what a title for an album. The album's title, Adios. His vocals were just absolutely incredible on this album.
Yeah, I think so too. He has always been known to be one of the greatest phrasers of any singer, you know, that ever lived. He just infuses each song with so much emotion. He's such a good storyteller. So my favorite song on the album is I Wish You Were Here, written by Jimmy Webb. You know, they were famous for doing all these songs about towns, Paul Lyman and Galveston.
Galveston. I was working in radio in Galveston when the height of the Vietnam War was out, you know. So it was one of them heart-wrenching stories, and I was near Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah.
So that was a big army base.
Yeah, I know everyone in the military really loved that song.
Right. The old Nielsen song, Everybody's Talking. Man, what great vocals on that. And banjo picking, Ashley, that's you, right?
That's me.
I'm not going to take much more of your time, ladies. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit this morning. Our love and our prayers to Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you so much.